Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Well, super excited, to get back out on that grass yesterday. Day one was yesterday. We'll have day two tomorrow. The football / Minnesota gods have been great with the weather. So hopefully we can keep that going and we don't get a canceled day. But it was fun. You know, it was good, man. We've been talking to our team about being mindful, you know, having a mindful moment. And, you know, for me yesterday, my mindful moment was, you know, getting back out on that grass with them DBs and backpedaling, transitioning and getting them aligned and getting the eyes right. So it was a fun, good first day for us. So.
Well, let's jump into fan questions and we'll start with Joe, who says, Coach, do you think it helps or hurts recruiting when you play in a conference that is so good where there are so many good teams? Would it be easier to get recruits if you were in a conference that was not as tough where you were battling for the conference title on a regular basis?
Oh, man, solid question. I think, you know, we run the adversity, man. Like, you know, we sell it. You're going to get a chance to play against, you know, at least, you know, one nationally ranked team. You know, when you come to the MIAC, if you're lucky, you'll play against two of them, you know, with St. John's and Bethel being in this league, man. So, no, we don't look at it as negative. We look at it as that's going to help us try to attract maybe some Division II type guys, some higher level Division III type guys. So, no, we don't look at it as a negative.
Becky says, Coach Taylor, could there be a day when you have a woman on your coaching staff?
Absolutely. And it's all about, you know, who's qualified. Definitely don't discriminate. You know, if we can get somebody to a woman to coach the DBs up or to coach the running backs up or to coach the quarterbacks and do it at a high level, absolutely. I mean, that's where the game is going these days. So,
David would like to know, do you feel like measures to improve safety for players have been effective?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I'd have to, you know, I don't, like I tell my coaching staff, if I ask you a question, don't just say what you think I want to hear or you better be right when you answer. That one is tough because I don't know the numbers. You know, I know we as coaches have been conscious of trying to take the head, you know, tackling, leading with the head out of the game. So that's a great question. I'd like to think that the numbers are down, but I mean, there's still kids and people on Sundays getting dinged and getting concussions. So that's a hard one to answer. I don't know.
Raymond would like to know, do you ever have a situation where two teammates are roommates as well and simply do not work together as roommates, and do you ever intervene in situations like that?
Well, it happened to me when I was my freshman year in college. I had to change roommates because it wasn't going to work. Like, it was not going to work. It was either I was going back to Jersey or I had to change rooms, man. So, and luckily, I ended up changing rooms. Hasn't happened much in my 20 years of coaching, but I mean, there's some situation where guys just don't mesh, and you know, not necessarily I had to intervene, but you know, we just got to get those guys understanding. They got to go through the proper channels and go through housing and get it switched.
Byron says, Coach, I do not understand these pro days. It would seem to me that it would be better to evaluate someone in game films with pads on and than in shorts all alone on a field.
Sure. I think pro days are more so for just the measurables, how fast the guy is, how high he can jump. Not to say that's going to make you a great football player, but, you know, you have – you know, there's some Division I schools that won't offer a kid a scholarship unless they come to their camp and they see him in person. So yes, the game film is something they definitely grade off of. I shouldn't say grade; they evaluate heavily off of. But they do like to see him. I believe, again, I've never been a part of a pro day as a player or a coach, but I'm assuming they want to see him just move around in some different specific drills. Is what I'm guessing. So.
Don would like to know if there's a quarterback coming out of college that you really like.
Yeah, I love the kid from Ohio State, and I love the kid from Bama. I'm interested to see. And Kentucky, I believe, has a guy. And the Tennessee kid, the Florida kid, and then obviously Ohio State and Alabama. I'm interested to see, especially with what Jalen Hurts did this year and what I think – Fields, the kid in Chicago, is going to do. I think that those guys' stocks, you know, is going to rise. So,
our buddy Andre returns and says the Cowboys are talking about releasing Ezekiel Elliott, which I think already happened, as a matter of fact. He would like to know if you think he would be a good fit in Philly.
It's funny, the guy that I usually watch the Dallas Cowboy Eagles game, which I texted him as soon as I saw it, as long as we don't have to absorb that crazy contract, I take Zeke, man. We could get some mileage out of Zeke, and I think it would be a little bit of extra. I think he'd be running a little bit harder versus the Cowboys if we got to play twice a year. So as long as we ain't got to take on no crazy contract, absolutely.
George, I'd like to know, what do you think is the longevity of a running back in the NFL these days? It seems that a good back could go 10 or 12 years in the NFL years ago, but now it's like 5 or 6. What do you think?
You know what? I bet 5 to 6. I mean, the days of the Edgerrin James, Marshall Faulk, Eddie George, Eric Dickerson, Marcus Allen, Roger Craig. I think the days of them guys, Thurman Thomas, Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, them dudes all probably had about 10 to 12. You know, I don't know if you're gonna see that anymore. It'd be interesting to see what Derrick Henry's where his number is right now. I'm trying to think of any other backs in the league that are good. Saquon Barkley is still young. You know, I think the caller who just asked that question, I think he's right. I think maybe five to seven is probably what it is. Yeah.
Next up is Tyler, who returns and says, Tyler Reddick with a nice win at Circuit of the Americas last week. Who do you like at Richmond this weekend?
Ooh, man, yeah, how about that, man? The 45 car getting a win. And I didn't watch the race too close, and I'm not sure Richmond. I'd have to do some studying to see where we're at. But I'd say, you know, it'd be good to see the Toyotas. You know, it'd be good to see the 11 and 23. You know, the 23 got knocked out of the race last week. Toyotas have been pretty quiet, man. So it'll be interesting to see the 23 car, the 11 car, my guy Truex. It'd be good to see them run well. But them Chevys, man, like Chevys to me, man, they're a little they got the inside track on this year's NASCAR, which will be interesting. So all those Chevys will be strong too.
We have a couple of questions from Lizzie for you. The first, I find this an interesting one. She would like to know, what is the smell that you absolutely love?
The smell that I absolutely love. I think any. That's tough. I used to always love the smell of my. You know what? It's a good question. I got two for. When I used to go into my grandmother's house on a Sunday afternoon after church, and just smell all the good cooking with love that she used to do, man. Like that used to always be like this is about to be a good time at dinner. So yeah, just the smell of my grandmother's house in Philadelphia was always a great smell on a Sunday. Because I know she spends all that time cooking in the kitchen. And I would say, honestly, this is going to sound crazy, but maybe the smell of spring, you know, the roses, the flowers and the trees. And it's like, you know, when you start getting that smell, it's like, man, spring is here. And like I tell our recruits from distance, man, the kids that are on our team and the kids that are recruiting, this Minnesota is a great place from May. It's a great place all the time. You know, you got to absorb the snow and the weather and the cold, but man, when you get to May, late April, May, all the way down to October, man, beautiful, beautiful place.
She would also like to know, what's a sports-related activity that you would like to try?
A sports-related activity that I would like to try?
Yes.
You know what I think would be cool? I think, I see it in the Olympics. Curling. I think that would be kind of interesting to curl. I think that would be super cool to try, man. It looks like there's a lot of strategy and, you know, a lot of precision in it. You know, I think that would be kind of cool.
Bruce would like to know, it's Coach April Fool's Day on Saturday. What is the best April Fool's Day joke you pulled on someone and that someone pulled on you?
I can't remember anyone pulling a good one on me. I know last April Fool's, we had practice. Usually during spring ball, you know, you don't really condition. Because of your numbers that you have and then all the training that they've done, you know, and if you're practicing the right way, you're conditioning. So, I mean, last year we had a pretty good practice, and we got after the guys a little bit, and I said, all right, on the line. They looked at me like, what? We're going to run sprints after this? And I held it as long as I could, man. And then I said, okay, bring it up. And them guys were happy, man. So, yeah, that was April Fool's.
Oh. Hey, Coach, what's our words of wisdom for this week?
Words of wisdom, you know, I saw this one today. Always speak less than necessary. You know, there's certain situations, man, where it's good. And I'm always telling my young coaches, you ain't always got to have an answer, man. You know, sometimes it's good to speak less. You know, sometimes it's just good to ski glasses. And I'm always a big, God gave you two ears, man, one mouth for a reason. You know, so that's the words of wisdom for today.
Yeah, when your mouth is open, you're always definitely to say something you shouldn't. So, good thing to keep in mind. Taylor, thanks for joining us this weekend.
All right, thanks for listening.